It's Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Nevada System of Higher Education and the Nevada Department of Education have created a task force to increase the number and diversity of teachers in the state. Due to Nevada's teacher shortage, 87% of students were in a larger-than-recommended class size last school year. Also, through self-reported race and ethnicity data, teachers do not reflect the demographics of students in Nevada. 81% of teachers identify as white, while only 28% of students do. The task force says that all students will benefit by improving teacher diversity. They will hold their first meeting this week. 5 years ago, fentanyl-related deaths in Washoe County were nearly unheard of. But between 2019 and 2020, the number of deaths due to fentanyl overdoses has risen from 25 to 55. KUNR's Isaac Koops has the details.
A number of local agencies are teaming up on a countywide campaign to raise awareness of the risk of fentanyl abuse. The Washoe County Human Services Agency is among those groups. Jessica Gogachia is a mental health counselor supervisor for the agency.
You know, Washoe County, along with all of our partnering agencies and the sheriff's office, we all recognize that this is a big deal. So we're all just working together to figure out the best ways to share with our community how important it is to talk to each other and be aware that fentanyl can be in any substance that is purchased illegally.
One goal of the campaign is to educate community members on the use of naloxone, which can overturn an opioid overdose.
There's an actual naloxone finder on the nvopioidresponse.org website where you can actually look and do a training on naloxone, get a better idea of how it's used, why it's important, and then also actually find places that you can physically go and pick it up in our community.
Gogachia says fentanyl does not discriminate, and this trend is affecting people of all ages, classes, and races. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
The Nevada State Senate on Monday voted unanimously in favor of a proposal to allow pharmacists to provide patients birth control without authorization from a doctor or healthcare provider. The proposal next must be passed by the State Assembly and signed by Governor Steve Sisolak before becoming law. If it does become law, it will expand the scope of services that pharmacists can provide to ensure people who cannot access doctor's appointments can obtain hormonal contraceptives, including pills, patches, or rings directly from a pharmacy. Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, the Las Vegas Democrat sponsoring the proposal, called it critical for women's health. The head of Nevada's coronavirus response effort acknowledges that almost 58,000 people who received coronavirus vaccine shots in the state didn't provide in-state addresses. But COVID-19 Task Force Chief Caleb Cage said that's a small number compared with the nearly 1.7 million doses of vaccines administered in the state. He says it's not a cause for concern. Vaccinations are now offered to anyone 16 or older in every state. In Nevada, health officials reported upticks in the statewide test positivity rate to 5.9%. Washoe County is nearing an important milestone in COVID-19 vaccinations. As of Monday, more than 45% of the county's residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. James English is with the county's COVID-19 response team. He says he's confident the community will hit 50% soon.
I'm extremely pleased with the sheer number of 16 and 17-year-olds also coming through our pod, as that's a large demographic out there that will help with our numbers. But we still have a ways to go to get to 50%. But hopefully by the end of next week, we'll be there, if not sooner.
English says to date, the Washoe County Health District has administered 122,000 doses of the vaccine, but many are also missing follow-up appointments. He says 2,000 people countywide have not returned for their second dose. The University of Nevada, Reno is distributing vaccines to students this week. The university's Student Health Center will be distributing the Moderna vaccine Wednesday and Thursday by appointment. And U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen from Nevada has co-sponsored a bipartisan resolution designating this week, April 17th through the 25th, as National Park Week. In celebration of National Park Week, many of the parks across the country are offering free entry for the week. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, April 20th, 4:20. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.